This is the Composer's Datebook for February 8th. I'm John Burge. On this date, in 1934, an excited crowd of locals and visitors had gathered in Hartford, Connecticut, for the premiere of a new opera titled Four Saints in Three Acts. The fact that the opera features 16 saints, not four, and was divided into four acts, not three, was taken by the audience in stride, as the libretto was by the expatriate American writer Gertrude Stein, who was notorious for her surreal poetry and prose. The music, performed by players from the Philadelphia Orchestra and sung by an all-black cast, was by the 37-year-old American composer Virgil Thompson, who matched Stein's surreal sentences with witty musical allusions to hymn tunes and parodies of solemn, resolutely tonal music. Among the locals in attendance was the full-time insurance executive and part-time poet Wallace Stevens, who called the new opera, quote, an elaborate bit of perversity in every respect, text, settings, choreography, but most agreeable musically. If one excludes aesthetic self-consciousness, the opera immediately becomes a delicate and joyous work all around. The opera was a smashing success, and soon opened on Broadway, where everyone from Toscanini to Gershwin to Dorothy Parker and the Rockefellers paid a whopping $3.30 for the best seats, a lot of money during the Great Depression. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.